Let's find some winners at Rose Hill tomorrow and Canterbury tonight. Brad Davison, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Dave, you got no idea who Charlie Pride is, do you?
I don't know, but I said to you that news a couple of years ago, guys. Yes.
Respect. Well done.
Let's go. Let's start at Canterbury tonight, Dave. What's your best at Canterbury tonight?
Yeah, guys. Look, it's a meeting that's going to be a good meeting out there. Good weather. I'll have a good look at that meeting throughout the day, but I'm sort of focusing on Rose Hill and Caulfield this weekend at this stage. But look, okay. Rose Hill tomorrow. The Starlight Stakes, guys. I'm with Mr. Mosaic the two features, the Starlight and the Festival. I'm with Mr. Mosaic and Coal Crusher, two horses I think can get to the front and roll along there. Coal Crusher beat Wahaha Falls the other day. He drops a stacking weight in the Festival. So he's got to run out 1500. That's the concern for him. But he was top pick for me in the Festival. And when it comes to the Starlight Stakes, I'm going to go with Mr. Mosaic. He's been well supported already, but look, I just think he's an 1100 metre Rose Hill specialist, loves dry ground, and his best runs are always first up. So I thought he could find the lead there in the Starlight tomorrow and be very hard to catch at around that $6.50 mark.
Mido, what did we say? One of our listeners texted in and said, carrying feathers, I think it was. Was that right, Mr.
Yeah, Mosaic? Yeah, just because Reece Jones is on, so he gets the claim, and he's in the ownership group.
Right.
One of our listeners who texted in about Mr. Mosaic. So Mr. Mosaic in the Starlight. Who'd you say in the Festival, sorry, Davo?
Coal Crusher for
Coal
me.
Coal Crusher. Yeah.
Any confidence there in the camp for Mr. Mosaic? He hasn't trialled, so normally has a trial before he comes back, but look, normally the team get him ready to rumble fresh. So I was sort of taking that guide with him as well.
Do you know many owners that aren't pretty keen on their own horse, Dave?
that's a good shout. That is a good shout. Yes, I've caught many owners' tips over the years, that's for sure.
What about your best on the program then?
Race 4, number 5, Mission Phoenix. So I just made him the best and at around the $6.50 mark. Well, floating the horse to beat, but he's going to go straight to the front there tomorrow and he's going to run really well. They put the blinkers on him second up at Canterbury. He absolutely bolted in very fast time. I just thought he'd be very hard to catch. He's got some great third up form out to 1,800 metres. I think around the $6.50 mark, I think he's the best value play on the day there tomorrow. So we'll go with him, race 4, number 5, Mission Phoenix.
What about tomorrow it's Caulfield, isn't it? It's the Zipping Classic Day.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a good program there at Caulfield. I've gone with Van Declare in the Zipping Classic, guys. Obviously, wasn't in the finish of the Melbourne Cup, but form prior to that was outstanding, really tracking nicely this campaign and definitely back on track. Not much between him and Lutzi, who probably not as well suited under the weight scale this time, but was, again, very good last start, likes the dry ground, and, he's a horse that's... he's going to run really well there tomorrow as well. So I didn't think there was a great deal between those, but, shaping up to be a really, really good program down south as well.
Have you got a best at Caulfield outside the Zipping Classic?
Still got about four or five races to do this. So, I'll be able to sort of find, nail down a best a bit later on today. But, okay. I thought Van Declare would run well in the Zipping Classic. That's probably it at this stage.
Well, you're joining forces with Berkey and carrying the hopes of a nation with the Big Sports Breakfast Multi this morning, Davo, with your selection, Mission Phoenix, which is his best bet, by the way. So that's race 4, number 5 at Rose Hill tomorrow. It's in the multi to run top 2 along with Wales to beat the Wallabies 1-12, paying $9 the Sticky Wings multi. So you and Berkey can share the spoils hopefully on Monday, Davo. Thank you.
Give us strength. I think there's always value in taking on the Aussie sides in a lot of sports. So... hopefully we get hopefully we don't get the job done in some way. But anyway, we'll see how it pans out. But fingers crossed we can get home and have a great weekend, everyone.